Global Combat Support System Joint, also as we call it GCSSJ, is basically a system that provides combatant commands and joint task force commanders with the logistics capability that, you know, the warfighters can utilize. And with that, what they do is they manage and they monitor supply, munitions, unit, and personnel assets via the web. So you can actually just go right on your website and log into a URL and just go straight to our site, and you're able to monitor and manage a lot of your assets.
Now, some of the things that the Government Accountability Office cited when they looked at your project and these other investments, there were some common critical success factors. I'd like to bounce a couple of those off you and talk about what your experience was with those.
Okay.
The program staff prioritized requirements. Now, I talk to industry people all the time who say the problem projects that we've been involved with went off the rails at the very beginning because the requirements weren't right. What did you do with this project to make sure that the requirements were right when they started and stayed right throughout the course of the project?
Well, Francis, one thing that we were able to do when it came to our requirements is we have a lot of input from our stakeholders. The stakeholders that we currently are including is our joint staff, J4, who's our functional sponsor. Our functional sponsor actually provides us those requirements. So the requirements that we receive, we actually take those, we implement them into our system. Currently within our program, we utilize what we call an agile development process. So that process allows us to implement the requirement, get it out to the user within 6 months as opposed to 18 and 24 months as a traditional system. With that, those requirements are shown to the user after they are a part of our system, and they are able to give us feedback on that system and whether or not those requirements meet their needs. And that is a big focus that we have.
Yeah, the idea of making sure that the end user stays connected to the process seemed to be one of the things that the GAO didn't spell out, but seemed to be a byproduct of some of these common success factors that they cited. That's not a burden for the end user, is it? A lot of folks say, well, that, you know, they're trying to do their jobs and we don't want to be in their faces all the time. But that seems to be such a critical element that when the end user turns it on or does whatever you do with it, that it actually does what it's supposed to do to help them meet the mission.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That is a very critical element. As we all know, when you're out in the field and with any warfighter, you want to make sure that the system that you have is able to function properly and able to give you the information that you need as you move forward. So being able to have them as a part of this process is essential to us and is definitely critical. And they have always been open to us communicating with them, and that's a large part of our success, are those communication assets that we have available to us.
Another one of these common critical success factors I'd like to hear about your experience with is program staff had the necessary knowledge and skills. How do you go about selecting the right people, and how do you go about making sure that those people either have the experience that they need and the skills that they need, or get the experience and skills that they need to execute an acquisition the right way?
Well, you know, sometimes it's a long process that we go through. You know, we have to make sure that as we mirror up the people to deal with the functionality that we're dealing with, that they do have the background and the knowledge. Some of that knowledge comes from on hand. You know, you get a chance, so you become a part of the system. You learn the system, and we help train those individuals by getting on the ground and actually getting their hands in there and clearly understanding what is the warfighter need, because that is our most important asset, making sure that they have what they need. So it's a daily process. It's an ongoing process. And, of course, with our program, considering the fact that we are an agile process and we develop and we actually deploy systems every 6 months, we continue to improve our system as we move forward and continue to train our people in order for them to be able to support it.
Now, you use a phrase there that I think is interesting, and I imagine that you use it on purpose. You want to make sure the warfighters have what they need. That's not always the same as what they want. How do you do that discernment to make sure that you are giving them what they need without giving them every single little thing that they want, which usually turns out to be a budget buster?
Again, it goes back to the stakeholders that we have that are involved in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Our functional sponsor, the Joint Staff J4, does a fantastic job at speaking with and coordinating with our COCOM commands in order for us to truly understand, as you mentioned, that need. There are several things that may be wanted down on the ground, and although we are able to provide some of those things as well, the main thing is ensuring that we have the functionality, i.e., if there are supply or munitions information that they need, if there is personnel assets that's required while they're actually trying to meet their mission, that they are able to get that information within the Global Combat Support System joint, and that's how we do that.
Colonel, we only have about a minute left, and I appreciate your time this afternoon. In short, if you just had a sentence or two to crystallize the success with Increment 7, what would you say about it?
I think that what I would say is that this increment, Increment 7, has definitely been a success based on the input and the feedback that we've gotten from not only our user community, but our test community, as well as the support that we have from the DISA senior leaders and our PEO. As we continue to move forward and as we continue to grow, the main thing is to make sure that we are able to provide the warfighter the information that they need on time, in the right place, and at the right time. And that's what we'll continue to do as we go.